Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we're heading way out west, to Sagres in Portugal. It's pretty much the edge of Europe, really.
Right on the Atlantic, known for those rugged cliffs, massive waves, and yeah, a serious surf scene all year round.
It really is. And you know, when you travel to a place like that, finding somewhere locals actually eat, not just, well, the tourist spots. That's the goal, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's like striking gold.
Yeah.
And we got a tip on this one, didn't we?
We did. From someone who was actually out there surfing Ponteruvi Point, got talking to a local and they pointed them towards this place called Hangout.
Hangout. Okay. And the mission today is to kind of figure out what makes it special. Because it's known for something a bit unexpected, right?
Exactly. It's the surf hub. Loads of amazing seafood around Sagres, obviously. But the locals apparently rave about its pasta.
Pasta in a prime seafood spot. Okay, I'm intrigued. That's the kind of contradictory detail we love digging into.
So let's start with why it's so authentic. What
Yeah.
makes Hangout feel less like a business and more like, you know, the surfer's living room?
Well, it really boils down to the people running it. The owner, Emilio, and the staff.
Yeah.
They're not just playing the part, they are surfers, like proper surfers.
Oh, okay. So the decor isn't just for show.
Not at all. It's
Yeah.
just their stuff, basically. It's their life. That authenticity, you can't really fake that.
And you feel that when you walk in. Our source said the atmosphere was superb.
Yeah, you see the boards, the wetsuits, maybe some surf mags lying around. But it looks used, you know? Like
Yeah.
someone just got back from the water. It's more clubhouse than restaurant, in a way.
A working clubhouse makes sense.
And what's really interesting is how it works like an info hub, too.
Yeah.
You're sitting there and you just hear constant chatter about the waves.
Like real-time reports.
Pretty much. Surfers coming straight in, still buzzing, talking about the swell, the wind, what the lineup was like. It's all happening right there.
That sounds amazing, that kind of shared energy.
Yeah.
Any other little details that make it feel like a community spot? Besides Emilio and the team?
Yeah, a few things. They've actually got a separate bar area tucked away in the back.
Oh, nice. So you can just drop in for a drink.
Exactly. Don't even need to eat. They sell their own t-shirts too, which is cool. And apparently there's a resident dog, the
A
watchdog.
watchdog, love that. That definitely screams local joint, not some polished chain.
Totally. And speaking of the scene, the person who gave us this info actually bumped into a photographer there. Massimo. Shoots for Salt magazine.
No way. Just hanging out.
Yep. So you're getting great food, hearing the latest wave forecast, and you might chat with someone whose photos are in a major surf mag. It's all very interconnected.
Right, it's plugged into the whole culture there. Okay, so let's talk about the food then. We mentioned the pasta surprise. Why pasta when Sagres has all this incredible seafood?
Well, it's not instead of seafood, it's with seafood. And lots of it. That's the key. Given how much amazing stuff comes out of the water there, Hangout just loads up the pasta with it. It's all about generosity, freshness. That's what defines their dishes.
So they don't hold back on the good stuff.
Definitely not. The pasta is really just the stage for all that local bounty. The most popular one, the seafood pasta, it's usually pretty simple, you know? Good olive oil, maybe a light tomato base. Let the seafood shine.
And the surfers love it.
Oh, yeah. It's hearty, satisfying,
Yeah.
perfect fuel after battling the waves. They rave about it.
Okay, now this is important, the logistics. Especially for anyone traveling alone, there's something specific you need to know about ordering here, right?
Yes, this is crucial. A real insider tip that could save you a bit of surprise and maybe some money or wasted food.
Go on.
It's quite common in traditional places in Portugal, this sort of communal eating idea. So the portions are often designed for sharing.
Meaning, menu price isn't for one person.
Usually, no. The price you see may be starting around 15 euros, which sounds great. That's typically for two people, two big servings.
Wow. Okay. So if you're alone and just point at the menu.
You're going to get a mountain of pasta, which, hey, might not be the worst problem, but it's a lot.
Right. So how do you handle that?
Simple, but you have to know to do it. You just ask for a single portion, a meia dose, or just explain you're eating alone. They do offer single servings, but you got to specifically request it.
Okay. That is genuinely useful advice. Ask for the single serving. Got it. But the experience doesn't end when you finish the pasta, does it? There's another step.
Ah, yes. This is the real local secret, the final flourish.
Okay, after the main course.
Exactly. So you finished your pasta. Delicious. You
Okay.
signal for the plate to be cleared,
That's it.
and the staff might sort of gesture or point down at the sauce left in the bottom of the bowl.
The leftover sauce.
Yeah, but it's not just sauce. It's like concentrated flavor, all the juices from the seafood, the oil, the tomato, it's all mingled together down there. It's intense.
Okay, so what's the move?
You order extra bread, Thelma. And you use it to mop up every last bit of that incredible sauce.
Ah, of course.
Our source described it as truly exquisite. And doing that, that's the sign you're not just a tourist. You know how to eat like they do in Sagres. You get everything off that plate.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
That concentrated flavor.
Yeah.
Wow, that turns a good meal into something really memorable.
It really does. It's a little ritual.
Yeah.
And naturally, you need something to drink with all this.
Yeah.
Hangout apparently has a really good selection of Portuguese wines, too.
Specifically chosen to go with the pasta.
Seems like it. And you don't need to be a wine expert.
Right. Just ask the staff, like with the waves.
Exactly. They're good at recommending stuff. You know, maybe a nice, crisp, fruity white wine to go with that fresh seafood pasta. Something refreshing.
Makes sense. And it's all pretty affordable, too, right? That helps keep it a community hub.
Oh, yeah. Very reasonable. If you prefer beer, Superbock, the local favorite, is maybe around 2.50.
That's great.
And wines can start from just 3.50 a glass. It keeps it accessible. You know, not a special occasion place, but an everyday spot.
So pulling it all together, Hangout offers this fantastic combo. Genuinely great fresh seafood pasta and this warm, authentic surfer community vibe.
Yeah, the two sides are equally important. It's the quality of the food, but also that feeling of being welcomed into the local scene.
It really sounds like the ultimate recommendation if you're a surfer visiting Sagres, or even if you're not, frankly.
Definitely worth stopping by.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking bigger, this one spot hangout, it kind of represents what makes Portugal such an amazing surf destination overall.
Yeah, good point. It's not just Sagres. The whole coastline is legendary.
Over 832 kilometers of Atlantic coast. Think about the variety there. You've got gentle spots for beginners all the way up to Nazaré with its monster waves.
World-class stuff.
And a lot of it is surprisingly easy to get to. You know, you can base yourself in Lisbon or Porto and make day trips or short trips to incredible surf breaks. It's very accessible.
So Hangout is like a perfect little snapshot of that bigger Portuguese surf culture.
Exactly. A microcosm.
So when you're planning that trip to the wild western edge of Europe, remember the key moves. Ask for the single portion if you need it. And then definitely order the extra bread, mop up that sauce. That's the real taste of Sagres.
That's the takeaway. And it makes you wonder, doesn't it? If one little restaurant holds a secret ritual like that, how many other hidden gems and local ways are there to discover along those hundreds of kilometers of coast? That's the next adventure.